This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Holy moly, it's Mark Boley. Something about the Fan Morning Show keeps rolling. Not only did I get the lyrics wrong, I also had the timing off.
Can't wait till next week. We can actually...
Oh, the big reveal for why Callis hasn't been
here.
No, It'll be on Thursday.
We can actually hear Callis singing it.
Right.
Again, right?
We're going to tell everyone what the hell's been going on with our friend, our producer, on Thursday at 8 a.m.
He has laryngitis?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He got a tonsillectomy is what happened there. Second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. It'll take place on June 5th and 6th at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can donate now. Do it now! At 937thefan.com, help support local volunteer fire departments in our area. Brought to you by Cintas, True Green, Don's Appliances, and Hampton Beer Outlet. Mark Caboli is with us until 10 o'clock, and he's brought to you by Bet365. Before we do get into the wide receiver stuff and Rodgers and all the typical Steelers talk, they're also going to vote on, I believe I have this correct, on the reseeding in the playoffs, which I hate.
Yeah.
I hate that. I don't know where fans come down on this at 412-928-9370, and you can text us. Brought to you by Anchor Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's one of the few old-school things I'll stand on. I love that the games against the Ravens mean more.
Uh-huh.
I love that the games against the Bengals and the Browns mean more. That's why rivalries exist, is because of division play and because of the stakes and because you win your division and you get a home game. And it's great to get a playoffs, but oh, hey, you win a division and you automatically get granted a berth to the playoffs. No, I want to beat Baltimore. I want to win the division so that I get a home game. I want rosters tailored to beat the teams that you're playing two times each. I love that. Rivalries are what sports are all about, and you're still going to hate teams that you play a couple of times, but if you're making the division mean less, it's going to be hard for me to have the same feels
right
about the Steelers playing the Ravens. So I hate it. I like the old school way. I don't care if Marshawn Lynch and his Seattle Seahawks are 7-9 hosting the New Orleans Saints when they've won double-digit games. One of the great plays in NFL history, the Beast Quake happened in that circumstance. And I understand why the Lions are proposing this, because they won a million games last year, and if they had lost the last game of the season, they wind up with one of the final wild card
right
spots. Like, I get why they would want it to change, because their division is a bear. But I hate it. What do you guys think?
Mark? Well, be careful what you wish for if you're the Detroit Lions, because you can quickly be on the back end of that, too. And, you know, that not really work out. You know what I'm saying? They want... If they win 12 games, not get in the playoffs, they better hope sometimes, you know, 7-9 maybe gets them a home game. I mean, that's very cyclical. It seems like it's an overreaction to me.
I totally agree.
I'm not quite sure if it will pass or not. And to bring us over to, like, the hockey, and you're the big hockey guy, I mean, I really miss the old Patrick Division and how those playoffs work there. And I think that's I don't know if it's very similar to this, but in a way it is. I mean, I loved how that was set up.
See, this makes the division play, I think, even more important in hockey, the way they have it now. Like, you're almost guaranteeing you're going to get to see the best matchups earlier on. A lot of people don't like the way it is in hockey.
I like the old Patrick division, the Rangers, Devils, Penguins, Flyers, whoever.
Yeah, I still get all those teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I don't know what the driving force behind it is other than the Lions.
I think they're trying to. I just read a story on CBSSports.com. They're trying to make it so that teams late in the season aren't resting players because the seeding will matter so much that you don't want
to get the most out of the.
But does it? Yes. But does it? If you're in the playoffs, and don't you would rather go in 100% rather than, you know, bump up a notch or two in the seedings?
I'm sure examples of where it would have benefited teams to get the better seeding last year, and I'm not smart enough to go back and like comb over the schedule and figure it all out. But I think that point is the biggest one, Mark. Like, okay, it's going to come down to seeding and moving up a seed line or whatever, but yeah, you'd rather be healthy in the playoffs than move, I don't know, from a fifth to a fourth seed or something like that.
Yeah, so I don't know how much it would actually factor in, to be honest with you, because if you're looking late in the season, there's teams that historically would sit players. I mean, and I don't think that would change if you have a chance to go from three to four or whatever it could be. But it must have some sort of legs, or it wouldn't have gotten to this point right now.
I just like hanging AFC North championship banners. Not that it has happened for a little while. I like that, and I like that it actually means something. And, okay, it punches your ticket to the playoffs, but I want it to mean a home playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop. I don't think it's supposed to pass this year, but you know how these things go. It'll be
There's not many teams. I think the Rams, Seahawks. How many other teams are like 7-9 and get that first?
Well, right now it's the NFC South that is in a down spiral right now.
Well, the Buccaneers are not. They're pretty darn good, I think.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. They're not.
Well, I think they're above 500 team.
Yeah. I don't think it's about being above 500, below 500, though we have seen examples. Like when the Steelers went and played Denver with Tebow, like they wouldn't have had, if this were there then, the Steelers wouldn't have had to go to Denver and take on the Broncos and have that crap happen to them. But I look at the standings last year, and who'd you say, Tampa? So Tampa last season, they go 10-7. They get a home game. Meanwhile, the Vikings, they're second place in their division, going 14-3. They don't get a home game. That's what they're arguing against. Like, in no world, according to the Lions, should a 10-7 team get a home game over a 14-3 team.
But to your point, I think the Vikings lost to, who did they lose?
They lost to the Lions
twice,
in the last week,
right? Didn't they lose to them twice?
They lost to the Lions in the last week of the season.
Well, you had your opportunity.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Now, easier said than done, but both teams entered with 14 wins.
Right.
Those are two damn good teams. Yeah. If you win, you're the division champion.
Yeah, how many times does this happen, though?
It doesn't really happen that much.
Yes.
Where you have two teams that are at the top.
That have where you're either going from the number one seed to a wild card. Yeah, that is exactly right, guys. It is overreacting to bizarre circumstances this year. All right, let's get back to the Steelers. We'll do that coming up next. Has Mark heard the Steelers are checking in on some wide receivers around the league? I've been told that. What has Mark heard? You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It is 9:12. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Mark Caboli with us until 10 o'clock. Couple of texters arguing about the playoff reseeding that has been proposed by the Detroit Lions and saying, you need to take care of business. If you win more games, you should get a home game. Well, okay, let's flip it this way. Should the Steelers, despite going on the road, not have still beat Tim Tebow? Like, beat Tim Tebow. Like, they're 8-8. I don't care if you're playing on the road. I don't care if you're playing at home. They're 8-8. They got Tim Tebow. You're 12-4. You got Big Ben. I don't care where you're playing a game. Win a game. Yeah, beast mode goes off. Marshawn Lynch with the beast quake run. One of the most famous plays in NFL history. Saints had double-digit wins. They had to go and play in Seattle. Yes, tough place to play. Win the game.
You know,
you're a better team.
The only thing I would say is maybe you're robbing the hometown fans of a home game.
But you know what? And yeah, I hate this logic because people use this logic all the time for other things. And, you know, usually it's not good enough for me. But this is the way we've been doing it. And it really hasn't been that big of a deal.
You are getting old.
It hasn't been that big of a deal.
Back in the 60s, we did.
And the Lions are like, oh, we've been good for one time in 50 years. Let's change everything. Shut up. All because you might have lost the last game of the season and then you had to go on the road with 14 wins. So what? You've been good once. What are you doing?
Yeah, but they're honestly like looking out for
themselves.
The Vikings, right?
Yeah, but they're really looking out for themselves. We've finally been good. We need to make sure we're rewarded for being good because God knows the next time we're going to be good. I don't know. Lame. Lame! All right, Mark, what are you hearing about wide receivers?
I don't know. You tell me. Apparently you got all the scoop.
I just said that the Steelers had checked in on the availability of Saints wide receiver Chris Olave.
And you got ponied, didn't you?
Yeah, and then
Pony said the Steelers are trying
to trade for him, which I guess semantically you could make that case because if you're calling to see if he's available, then yeah, you'd be trying to trade for him. But what I had heard is they were kicking the tires. And I think a leap can be made. Maybe I'll get a text on this. A leap can be made, and obviously, if you're checking in on Chris Olave, you're probably making calls all over the place for receivers.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It does not hurt. I mean, honestly, I haven't heard anything one way or another, but I would work under the assumption if you're not calling everybody right now, what are you doing? Because, I mean, right now it seems like Olave, first of all, the concussions are very scary. I don't know if you want to go down that
route. Five concussions in 5 years dating back to college.
And the cash next year is pretty significant.
$15 million.
So that in itself saying, I don't know how interest we are. However, if the Saints are like, here, give us a fifth round pick and we'll eat half that money, all of a sudden that changes. Yeah. So you have to make those calls.
Would you do it for a three?
No.
You got three.
No, I would not do that. I mean, honestly, if you look... You look at their recent history, they've been willing with draft picks to look past a little bit of the injury bugs with draft picks. They really haven't done that for the most part, with free agents. That scares them more than anything else. I mean, I keep going back to the Adam Thielen, where he was available last year, and they were interested, but they're like, ugh. That hamstring is really bothering us, and we don't really want to go down that route right now. So
it's so
weird to
me. I
think that injury is just really, really rough to take a leap of faith on.
Well, and concussions are obviously extreme. It's not like a broken leg. All right, we know it's going to be however long it takes for a broken leg to recover. It's a brain. It's a brain, so it's different. But what's weird is when they draft guys, they don't They don't seem to care.
They don't care.
I mean, how many guys of late have they drafted? Basically. Peyton Wilson.
Mm. Darnell Washington. Yeah. You can go on and on and on. There's a ton of them.
Do you like the process of the process and the way that they're going about this, though? Like, hey, we're looking at trading for a young number two receiver instead of immediately going to the free agent route like the Keenan Allens, the Amari Coopers. Do you like that they're actually getting ahead of this and targeting maybe trading for a young up-and-coming receiver that could be around?
I don't know. I think I would much rather go the opposite route. But we don't quite know number two things about Cooper and Allen. First of all, we don't even know if they want to play. We assume they do. But guys that make that type of money might not be willing to play for the money that they're offering them. And you have to wonder why those two haven't went anywhere yet as well. But at this point, if you're all in with, say, Rodgers and Metcalf and some of the older guys, I want more stability at the two. And stability is Keenan Allen and Cooper, not Olave could be good if he stays healthy and he still plays as well as he did, 3 years ago? I mean, he hasn't played that much in a couple of years. So I would rather have maybe not a Van Jefferson, maybe not a
– Well, yeah.
An Allen Robinson, mm-hmm. But I would like to go a more of a
– What about like Romeo Doubs or Alan Lazard, any of the Rodgers guys?
I thought LaFleur already said Doubs is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lie.
True. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would still like to have one of the other ones. I think they will eventually make a move, and it will probably – If they do.
Is it tied to Rodgers? Like, if Rodgers doesn't come in, I mean, I would still think you'd want to get another wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, Rudolph needs a receiver just as much as Aaron Rodgers.
You think he's better than Justin Fields?
Yeah, I think he's better than Justin
Fields. Easily?
Yeah.
What? You think Mason Rudolph is easily better than Justin Fields?
Why? How?
Well, Justin Fields has probably started, 50-some-odd games?
Yeah, because he's better than Mason Rudolph.
And has won about 12 of them, has turned the ball over so many times. At least with Mason, we've seen a short sample of when he's gotten the opportunity. If it was when Ben hurt his elbow, I thought he played well for the situation he was in. And obviously, 2 years ago, I thought he played well. We just don't know what a 17-game Mason Rudolph looks like, and I think that interests me a lot more than what we've seen from Justin
Fields. Does that interest you enough that you wouldn't want to go after Aaron Rodgers?
No, no.
Are you that intrigued by...
I am very intrigued by Aaron...
By your sweet prince, Mason Rudolph.
I am very intrigued by Aaron Wilson to see what that looks like.
ESPN Houston Texans reporter Aaron Wilson?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Aaron Wilson.
You called him Aaron Wilson.
You know,
which I guess I shouldn't be casting stones in a glass house.
Aaron Wilson, I know. Aaron, well, I hope he doesn't text me. Then I
see. That's why you think he's going to be good is because he's your buddy.
Who? I think no.
Mason Rudolph.
I've seen enough of Justin Fields to figure out that he's not going to be the guy.
Just to play devil's advocate, I mean, the league thought so highly of Mason Rudolph that he's getting paid $4 million to be the Steelers' quarterback,
and got paid $2 million last year.
And Justin Fields is going to make $30 million guaranteed.
Justin Fields is younger and has that opportunity to be the guy. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I don't think he will be the guy. I think he's a one and done in New York.
That's fair, but you know Mason can't be the guy, right?
Do we?
Yes.
He's only played 14 games for the Steelers. Started 14 games.
You don't think that Justin Fields, after his sixth game sample size, could have been the guy all year?
Because he probably should have had about 6 fumbles that he recovered his own and probably 4 more picks.
You can talk all you want about theoretical turnovers. Your guy Mason threw 9 picks last year.
So you're telling me you think Justin
Fields... In 5 starts!
You happen to see how terrible that team was.
Yeah, they're awful.
Yeah, like the Bears were when Justin Fields started.
Well, I'm just saying, I got a big enough sample size with my own eyes and the stats to say that Justin Fields is... He is what he is. And I just don't think that's a franchise quarterback. I'm not saying Mason Rudolph is.
You're saying Mason is better than Justin.
I think he's better. I think he has a better opportunity with this club.
You've always been a Mason believer.
I think he's a pretty good quarterback.
All we got from him recently as a Steeler was that 3-game run where he got them to the playoffs.
That was pretty impressive.
The last game of the season was not good for anybody on the offense. They were playing in a monsoon. And then in the playoff game, he throws a crippling red zone pick. Like, thank you, Mason, for leading the Steelers to the playoffs. And I was very pleasantly surprised. And I root for the guy. But I like that you're willing to die on the Mason Rudolph is God's gift to quarterback play.
I just think he's a better quarterback. But like I also said, that doesn't mean that I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers here and see what he can do. Until I think we'll be able to see right away, Dorian. I think it's like the first couple weeks of training camp, maybe the first couple weeks of the season, we're going to be able to say, this Aaron Rodgers, man, is passing by. Or, hey, this guy got it. I mean, that's what I want to see. If it's going to cost you $10 million to figure that out, so be it.
All right, I got a couple of off-the-beaten-path Steelers questions I want to run by you, and then, of course, we have to ask you when Rodgers is signing. All right, Ian O'Connor, who wrote the biography on Aaron Rodgers, he was on with Pony on Friday, and he said, quote, "I just think behind the scenes, not that he guaranteed it, but he has told the Steelers, listen, I'm going to play for you. I just don't want to go there and then miss part of mandatory minicamp because of my personal issues. I'm pretty sure they're going to be solved by the end of May, at least in my satisfaction where I can give you my all. That's where I think he is," end quote. I'm sure he is having personal issues, and I do not want to diminish anybody's personal issues. And if he's dealing with a lot of stuff, then, okay, that makes some sense. Is it not possible, though, the personal issues could be, I don't want to go to OTAs? I mean, like, and if that's the case, how big of a deal is that? Like, who, Mark, and you would know this, who among the Steelers' key veterans weren't always going to OTAs?
Well, Troy never went.
Troy was never there.
Until Tomlin told him, there was a bunch of young guys that are like, Troy, we really need you here, and he showed up. Ben would be hit and miss. Then when Antonio figured out it was hit and miss for Ben, he's when he said, I'm not coming anymore.
Yeah, but those guys were on new teams.
Yeah. But you know what? Mike Tomlin is so good at covering that stuff up. And when I'm talking about covering that up, he could sign and come in. That would mean he'd obviously have to show up. And he could be like, well, it's May. We're not worried about Aaron right now. You know, if he didn't want to participate. But it might be more.
Or just say it's an excused absence. I mean, that's where Sala went wrong last year. Hey, come on, Robert. You got to be smarter, man. He said it's an unexcused absence.
Well, yeah.
And then it was a bleep show.
Mm-hmm.
And according to him, it might have been a bleep show before that, and he wanted to put his foot down. But you got to understand the pecking order, and you got to understand survival. And if I were Robert Sala, I'd have been saying, oh, it's excused. And I wouldn't have said nothing about Egypt or pyramids or anything like that. He's got an excused absence for reasons that we're going to keep in-house. Bada-bing, bada-boom.
There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
Even if he does sign and show up for mini camp, how much is he going to participate? I don't think he would participate. I mean, Cam Hayward's not going to participate, nor should he. When T.J. Watt held in for the contract year, what ended up happening?
I think it's more the perception of him being
there,
but
I'm just saying, you don't need that. I don't think so. A guy who's been in the league 20 years, even if it is a new playbook, even if it is new guys. T.J. Watt had 22 sacks that year where he didn't sign until 2.
Now he'd have had 25 if he had shown up to OTA's minicamp.
So
I do think it's different with quarterback. Yeah. Like my preference would be show up to everything. You're learning a new offense, and you want to get on the same page as your guys. And camaraderie, things of that nature. Do I think it's the end of the world if he's not there? No. But were I Art Rooney II and Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan and all the decision makers, I'd have drawn a line in the sand, signed before OTAs, and at least be there a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think whatever Drew O'Connor or whatever that guy's name was.
Drew O'Connor, former Penguin.
He hit it on the head there. I don't think he wants to be backed into a situation where if he doesn't show up, it's all of a sudden every time you turn on every national show, where's Aaron Rodgers? I can't believe he's showing up. He's bad for the team. He might not seem like he cares, but I'm sure he's very aware of that. And I would be shocked if he does not sign. You know, if we're here 2 weeks from now, would be signed just in time for minicamp. I mean, at this point, if you don't sign by minicamp, I'm talking about 5 minutes after mini camps end, everybody's gone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about coaches. Yeah. They're running down. They're gone.
At the beach, yep.
And they're not unhurt. You don't even hear from
them. That's when you beat writers all go on your vacations.
You just don't hear from them. So I don't know how much the Steelers want to deal with that during that their one downtime. So
the way
if it doesn't happen then,
at it is,
it's going to happen, you know, day before training camp. There is no, in my opinion, there is no mid-June to mid-July sign.
Because they're not going to be around, is what you guys are saying.
Yeah, we're going to be at softball games and stuff for camp.
Yeah.
So that's the stuff we're going to be doing.
And you know, Omar's going to be on vacation. Tomlin goes to wherever, Virginia, wherever he goes. They're out. They're out of commission for 3 to 4 weeks. And the last thing I want to do is deal with contract signings.
Mini camp is – so they do 3 weeks of OTAs and then they do 1 week of mini camp.
They cut that back to two.
2 weeks of OTAs, 1 week of mini camp.
Six OTAs starting on
– six.
And they used to go bowling for like the last one, or they go to Dave and Buster's.
They had 10.
I'd always show up to broadcast for my old station and they'd be like, no, there's not doing anything today. They're going to
football's so easy now. It's insane.
Dave and Buster's.
They start the day after Memorial Day, and they go 3 days. Then they're off Friday, Saturday.
So your guess
Sunday, Monday. Then you go 3 days, then off, then go mini camp, and then they're done.
So the educated Caboli guess is if it's not done between OTAs and mini camp, it's not going to get done until right
not
before
even
training
that.
Camp.
I think it will be the end of OTAs, anywhere from what is that, June 4th. The June 10th-ish, that's when it will be done.
Yeah.
So you think it will happen
then?
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely. Do I have to say 99.9% again?
Yeah.
Do I have to say 7 to 10 days? You know, see what happens when somebody takes you out of context like you did me? 7 out of 10. I said, you know, I corrected myself a minute later. He goes, I don't care.
Well, yeah, the tweet was already out there.
Well, Pony got you the other day, and you had to come back with the clarification.
That wound up being good for me.
They wound up being good, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm 100% right that they reached out to Chris Olave.
Who was your source?
Can't tell you. You wish you had sources this good, Mark. You wish. The Athletic never would have let you go.
You know, I'm glad they did. They didn't let me go. They fired me.
It wound up good for you. There's no doubt about it. And if it hadn't, I would not have made that joke on the air. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Will we ever see Aaron Rodgers in a Steelers uniform? There you go. There's the question. Coming up next, I have a couple of random Steelers questions to ask Mark. We'll do it in rapid-fire fashion. 50-minute mark on the fan. Oh, no. Kalis, what's the 50-minute mark brought to you by? I threw my sheet away like a moron. South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. There we go. I'm an irredeemable loser and a jerk. Anyway, Cabal, you think the Steelers have faith in Broderick Jones playing left tackle this year? Or do you think they're just hoping he'll be good? Like, have they lost confidence in the young man, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, what they say and what they believe might be two different things. Obviously, they're not saying they lost faith in him, but they have to be a little skeptical here. Because this is now, I mean, he played decent his rookie year, right? Second half of his rookie year. Last year was somewhat of a disaster, so so I don't think they've lost faith in him. Let's see, I mean.
What do you say to your kids when they bring back bad grades, if they do? Well, this is something of a disaster. Like, I've never heard you raise your voice.
Oh, you didn't see me yesterday. Kid went nuts because her cord of her phone broke. And you ever have a 10-year-old that has the charging cord break? It's like the worst thing that's ever happened in the world.
Oh, yeah, you lose the phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Then I just started, I mean, I got mad.
That's
enough already.
That's too young for a phone, Mark. I'm not going to tell you how to parent.
You must not know anything about kids nowadays. You have a 10-year-old?
Yes.
Does he have a kid? Does he have a phone?
Does he have a kid?
Hope he doesn't have a kid. Does he have a phone?
I hope not either. No, he doesn't.
Well, I think girls might be different, so. Well, what was the question again?
It was if they've lost faith in Broderick Jones.
I thought he said the quarter of the phone broke. I'm like, what is this?
The cord of the phone.
I was like, is this the 90s? Like, what?
Yeah, half his phone broke.
The charging thing.
Yeah, you said the cord. I'm thinking like the cord, like back in the 90s that was hooked up to the line.
Oh, don't you have a dozen phone chargers laying around
the
house?
She got it like the newest phone.
Of course.
So, of course, it's a different jack in there. And mine doesn't fit in there. So I had to go to like Five Below or whatever you call those places. Dollar. I don't know where to go. I didn't go. I stayed home, took a nap. Well,
do you think they're going to move water around more this year?
You're the one that keeps asking me about raising my voice.
I know. We got out of it, though. With that great
I think
question
they do,
me.
First of all. I think they do have faith in.
I bet you he plays like 80% of the snaps this year. They dial it back a little bit. I think that's one of the reasons
he gets so thought you meant Broderick. I thought we were still in the Broderick Jones. No. I think, first of all, I think Broderick Jones, I think he just needs to get his mentals right. And I think the athletic ability is there. I think he's very good. I think he just has to trust himself more. And I think having a stable position will be able to help that. Watt. It's all fun and games of saying 80% until it's, it's how you call it, the nut cutting time there in the fourth quarter. Am I allowed to say that?
Is that what it is? Nut cutting time?
Yes. Late in the fourth quarter, and you're going to play him a lot of snaps.
When does it become nut cutting time? Is it like 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter?
What does that even mean?
Final drive? I'm not going to look it up.
I think if you're like losing close, you need a stop.
You need to get a stop.
Yeah.
That's the time you cut your nuts.
Yeah, nut cutting time.
You know, what you need to do is be winning games decisively in the fourth quarter so you can give him some time off. And when does
that would move the nut cutting time earlier in the game.
There would be no nut cutting.
Growing the lead. What about Minka? You think they move him around this year? Get back to his ball hawk ways? Or are they going to keep playing him 25 yards off the line of scrimmage?
I think they're going to stay status quo here. I don't think they have any interest in moving in and around. They like Deshaun Elliott more. And we don't know where Peyton Wilson's going to fit into. Maybe he's into that position a little bit more of being able to move around a little bit. So,
all right, this is a great segment. Mark,
I'm looking at Starkey pointing to the ceiling here. Well, I mean, I'm getting distracted here.
I also don't know what he's got in his bag because when he set it down on the desk like out there, oh, my God, the whole studio shook.
It's a pirate parrot.
All right.
Never mind.
All right. Mark, thank you for your time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install.
style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.